I'm going to say welcome as well to the people who are visiting. If you don't know me, I'm Stefan, and my wife and I pastor this congregation, and we're just going to have a brief family talk, and so you're welcome to be a part of that, but just bear with us. I moved up to Joburg 2012, so this was year number 8 for Joburg, in Joburg for me, and it's just... It just gets better. I can really say that. there was a spot in the middle where I was like, okay, Lord, when are you sending us to the next place? But now we have paid a deposit for Benjamin's school for next year, and we've just painted our roof, and we're just loving Joburg and excited to be here for however long. And when I came here, the church was very small. We have this congregation in Sandton, and then we have another one in Randburg, and joined at that point, we were about 40 or 50 people on a Sunday evening. I got involved immediately. I had to, because there were only 40 people, so we all had to kind of jump in and do something. And I became I was in a very cool small group, and some of you were actually with me in that small group. Bernay and Bianca was there, and... when the small group multiplied, I led the one. Well, Lauren and I actually led the one. We were just friends by then. We weren't dating yet, but we're married now, and we were leading that small group. And eventually the small group multiplied again, and we became the zone coaches, overseeing a few small groups. And we became the district leaders for the small groups in Sandton. And after we were married, we went to San Francisco. About a year after we got married, I went for a 3-month secondment at our office in San Francisco. And while we were there, Lauren was pregnant with our first son, and I was working during the day, and she didn't have much to do other than explore San Francisco, so she prayed a lot, and she just felt on her heart that we needed to start worship evenings in Sandton. She just felt on her heart like the Lord wanted to. At that stage, we were all still meeting in Randburg, but she just had on her heart to get together on a Sunday evening, at first once a month, and just worship God, and just lift up His name over this part of the city, and enjoy His presence together as a community. And within a month or so, Herki and Okker had the same word. They had the same thing on their hearts, and they all went to Eni, and he was like, okay, well, we probably need to respond to this then. Seems like the Lord is doing something, and we started that, and eventually it became twice a month, and then it became every Sunday night. And as we were praying, we just really felt like the Lord was saying, it's time to plant a congregation in Sandton, to specifically focus on this part of the city. And that was confirmed, and it was a very exciting time. Henny was already here, and we shared that journey with him. Henny led us through that journey. And Lauren and I was very excited about it, but we weren't quite sure who the pastors would be. But we were excited, and we knew the Lord would provide. So, and then Henny asked us to be the pastors. I didn't know if the Lord had called me we make an artificial divide between ministry and not. All of us are ministers, you know, all of us are called to minister to each other and minister to God. But, you know, in that sense of being a pastor of a local congregation, I wasn't sure, but I really prayed about it, and God in a really powerful way spoke to me and confirmed in two or three ways that You wanted me to say yes to this and do this. And then I was really excited because I was like, God is in it, so it's going to be great. Lauren had a bit more of a process. She was highly pregnant at that stage with our second boy. But God worked with her, and eventually she was also excited. And then we said yes. And then 6 weeks after Caleb was born, we planted with all of you, many of you, the Sandton congregation. And it was just a glorious time. And one of the blessings in hindsight I'm very grateful for is that Lauren and I actually had very limited capacity during that time. You know, Benjamin was 19 months old, Caleb was a newborn baby, and I went into probably like the busiest time at work in a few years, and we had just moved house. And the blessing of that in retrospect was that We couldn't do everything we would have done otherwise, which meant that so many of you just stepped up and stepped in and just took ownership and took initiative and helped carry the church and pack chairs and help minister. And I'm so grateful for that, because that was then baked into the DNA of this church. You know, it was never just Lauren and I or Henny standing in front, and there's this strong leader that's now ministering to all the other people, but it's really a community of ministers that minister to each other and minister to God. And that's been such a blessing to us throughout this journey. And I initially, when we said yes, to be honest, I felt a little bit like I was doing God a favor. I was like, I'm going to just do God this favor, you know, because he deserves it, you know. And I realized, in as much as God wanted us to take up that role, it wasn't just for, you know, we thought we were going to bless the church and we're just going to be such a blessing. But God actually used it so much in our lives. One of the biggest things that God did in me over these past 2 years is to lead. I was confronted whether I would lead to please people or lead in obeying God. And that was sometimes a very real trade-off. And I'm so grateful for God's grace, you know. I don't know if I could have... Not looking at Trenton. I'm so great, because I don't know if I would have learned that lesson to such an extent in another context. And God just used it to do amazing stuff in Lauren and my marriage. And oh, it was just good. And this year in April, we just felt like the Holy Spirit was leading us to just fast and pray, just to do like a stock take almost, and just ask God, are we where we're meant to be, you know, in terms of city and work and all of these things. And we felt like the Holy Spirit say, yeah, you are where you're meant to be. And that was April. And then in July, I had a very just significant conversation with my boss. I also work in consulting, and we just had a very significant conversation, and she just kind of shared some stuff that she sees in me, and you know, she was also asking sort of for me to step into more of a support role for her, not putting any pressure on me, but it was just a significant conversation. And the week after that, I had a coffee with a spiritual mentor of mine, as an older guy who's in the Randburg congregation, and he just asked me some questions which just revealed some stuff in my heart that I didn't know was there. And that just prompted another sense of engaging God and just asking God, what's going on and where are we and where are we going and what's happening. And that was the week before we went overseas for 4 weeks that most of you know of. And we went away, and we were really, we went to this conference for about a week, this Christian conference, Christian camp, 7,000 people. It was amazing and everything. But I really asked God to speak to me very specifically while we were there. I was like, God, you have my attention now. I know that we're talking about something. I'm not sure what we're talking about, but please speak to me. And while we were there, there was this one afternoon, the Sunday afternoon, that Lauren and I went to two separate sessions, and she went to a session on the prophetic, and I went to a session on shaping culture in the marketplace through values-based leadership. And so for those of you who know us, that's kind of our thing, you know, her thing and my thing. And she had an amazing experience. God actually gave her a word as she was walking to the session, and she went to go share it with the pastor who was leading the session's wife, who took her to the pastor, who asked her to share it from the stage, and she was able to minister to a whole bunch of women. And I went to this other session, and I just came alive in the session. And my heart was burning as this guy's up, as it was a partner at a property development consultancy, but he's just on fire for God and for the kingdom in his work. And he's just talking about culture and leadership, and he literally used phrases that God had spoken to me in quiet time to speak to me about my calling. And it was just such a precious time. And And Lauren had this great experience. And afterwards, she spoke to the pastor who led that session. And while they were talking, he said to her, I feel like the Holy Spirit has given me a word for your husband, but I don't want to share it with you. I want to share it with him directly. And then we made a plan, and I went with her to the following afternoon session, and we met up with him afterwards, and he shared this vision with me that he felt the Holy Spirit had shown him. And he said, while Lauren was talking, he just saw an exotic bird that was sitting on a perch in like a living room. And he said he just had the sense that this bird would survive in this environment, but it's not the environment that it was created for. And then actually this bird was created for the wild, and that's where it'll flourish. And while he was speaking, I just had such clarity in my heart that he didn't try to interpret the word at all, but I just knew that for me, the wild is not the church. For me, the wild is the marketplace. And that's what he had called me for. And he was a very kind guy, and he's an older guy, he's a pastor in a church in England, and he just said, if I want to chat, we can chat the following evening. And I just shared my heart with him, and he shared from his experience, and I prayed with him. And then I was quite afraid to make this decision, and because I love this church so much, and it's been such an amazing journey. But we went to Portugal the week after that, and Lauren and I just said we would pray. We're just going to pray and ask God to speak to us and give us lots of wisdom. And he really did, and he really gave me peace about this decision. But still, before we finally made it, I just typed up a message to a couple of guys. The one couple is, they're on the Global Eldership Board for Shofar, and some other mentors and brothers in Christ. And I just said, this is a journey we've been on, and this is what I feel in my heart. And why don't you just pray with us and let us know if you feel anything. And most of them, the ones who responded at least, just said they have our backs, and they support this decision, and they think that this is what the Lord wants. And so we made the decision to step down as leaders and as pastors of this church. And there was a sense of relief, not because I was desperately looking for relief or release or because it was a heavy burden, but I felt like something clicking into place. It also became quite real after that. And I didn't realize the cost that decision would come with, and how much I've just come to love you guys and love what the Lord is doing here. The great news is we're not going anywhere. As far as we know, God hasn't spoken to us. Like I said, we're painting our roof and paying for school deposits and considering getting a dog. But we our hearts are to be in Joburg, and our hearts are for this church, and we would love to continue ministering here and still be involved here, and we'll definitely be members here for as long as we are in Joburg and the Lord doesn't move us. Because we really do love this church and believe in what God is doing. We just feel like this is what he's saying for now. And I don't think, in the beginning of the journey, it was very much for our sake, like for what we've been called for and that kind of thing. But I also believe it's for the sake of the church. I really believe like God is doing something, and many of you will have sensed a momentum that's been picking up in the spirit and in our community. And I really believe for what God is about to do, Lauren and I need to get out of the way in a sense, and he wants to use someone else to continue building this church. And we'll support that person, whoever they are. We don't know who they are yet, and we'll invite you to pray with us for who they are, that God would speak to them and prepare their hearts and just bless the transition. But that was kind of the decision, and we shared that with Henny, and we shared that with our elders and deacons. We discussed it at our meeting about 2 weeks ago, and then on Thursday night at the quarterly meeting, we shared it with the rest of our leaders and some of our members. It's open for any members, so you're welcome to come to future quarterly meetings. And it's actually been very encouraging and a blessing to see people's responses. Most people seem surprised but not shocked. Which I want to take as a sign that the Holy Spirit had also been preparing some people, and this is what he's doing. That's our story. I made some notes. I just want to check that I didn't miss anything that I feel is important. We made the decision sort of at towards the end of August, and we then shared with a couple of people and so on, and so we felt, had on our hearts a 6-month period, and so by the end of February we'll hand over, or potentially sooner if we find someone suitable, and they're ready to move and that kind of thing. I also just really want to honor God for what He's done in us during this time, and in the church during this time, and I want to honor you guys for just running hard after Jesus, and for being real with us and supporting us and challenging us, and I really just appreciate that, and I want to honor Henny as well. Henny who shared tonight is the pastor of our Randburg congregation, and he's also a regional pastor, and he's kind of heading up the process of we're talking and we're praying together and that kind of thing, but Henny's kind of driving the process with the leadership team at Shofar as well, in terms of who is this next person that will lead the church. I don't know how this news will affect you. I think it will affect different people in different ways. Maybe some of you are like, woo! Finally! Hopefully not too many, though. Maybe for some of you it's really tough, and you actually quite like us, and you just don't do well with this kind of thing. Some of us, you know, like change, and others don't like change so much. And I'm sorry if that's the case. I really feel we need to be obedient to what the Lord is saying, and I want to encourage you. If that is the case, if you are, if this does take you quite hard, you know, kind of push into the people around you, reach out to Lauren and I, reach out to the other leaders in the church, or just a buddy, and talk about it and pray through it. God's got you, and Jesus is the head of this church, and He is the chief shepherd of this church, and He's been the head and the husband, the groom, you know, from the beginning, and He'll continue to build this church with us like He's been doing so far. So just thank you. Thank you so much for the journey.